This is your WFHR Daily News Roundup for locally grown radio 97.5 FM and 1320 AM and Wis Country 105.5 FM WIRI in Wisconsin Rapids.
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The National Weather Service is confirming at least six tornadoes touched down in southern Wisconsin Saturday night. Communities hit include Janesville, Marshall, Watertown, Lake Geneva, Delavan, and Tennyson. A likely tornado destroyed an historic church in Argyle. Apple Grove Lutheran Church was founded in 1893. A court hearing in Madison today could lead to some changes in the way some Wisconsinites vote. Disability Rights Wisconsin is suing to get electronic absentee voting for people with disabilities. The group says forcing voters with disabilities to have someone else fill out their paper ballot is unconstitutional. The group would like to see the change before this November's election. The state school superintendent says education officials could have done more to inform the public about financial problems at Milwaukee Public Schools.
When it comes to financial reporting and it comes to how, you know, the community is informed, we can do better. And we are looking at ways to make that more transparent.
Jill Underly tells WISN-TV's Upfront her Department of Public Instruction is focused on getting Milwaukee schools back into compliance. Computer hackers may have leaked the personal information of about 20,000 people in Wisconsin on Medicaid. The Wisconsin Department of Health Services announced the breach Friday after suspicious activity was found in an email account for Disability Rights Wisconsin. The presidential campaign returns to Wisconsin today, the second anniversary of the U.S. Supreme Court Dobbs decision that overturned Roe v. Wade. Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren will stump for President Biden in Milwaukee, Eau Claire, and Hudson today. She headlines a rally in Madison tonight. The first presidential debate is Thursday night. A summer vacation doesn't have to be expensive. Elise Rushline is a travel agent in New Richmond. She recommends hotels that serve free breakfast.
So you might spend a couple dollars more in the hotel, but you're saving that money, especially if you've got kids. Like, they always want to eat breakfast.
Packing your own food will also save money. Traveling with another family and splitting costs is another idea. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. Tomorrow, you can expect possible delays on the East Riverview Expressway going over the bridge. Beginning at 7 a.m. on Tuesday in Wisconsin Rapids, the DOT will be inspecting the bridge in the westbound outside lane of the East Riverview Expressway. Traffic will be shifted to the inside left lane between 1st Street South and 2nd Avenue South. They expect to reopen the lane by 3 p.m. tomorrow. Because of the rain this weekend, several events had to be canceled. While some of the events for the Cranberry Blossom Festival cannot be rescheduled, the Southwood County Allied Veterans Council will be rescheduling their planned collection of flags from veterans' headstones. Once we have a stretch of dry weather, they'll be asking for community support to help recover the flags. The plan is to start at the Forest Hill Mausoleum and work through Forest Hill, Calvary, and Rest Lawn Cemeteries until all flags are retrieved. Miss Wisconsin's Teen 2024 crowned over the weekend. 15-year-old Ella Bay of Pewaukee swept the title of Miss Wisconsin's Teen. She competed as Miss Foot of the Lakes and won $3,000 in scholarships. Ella now has the opportunity to compete for the title of Miss America's Teen 2025. Locally, our very own Miss Northern Lights Teen, Ruby Marty of Wisconsin Rapids, placed in the top five. Ruby won a $600 scholarship as third runner-up. In the Miss Wisconsin competition, 22-year-old Mandy Gennard from Beaver Dam won the title. She competed as Miss Northern Lights, receiving $12,500 in scholarships. Mandy will now have the opportunity to compete for the title of Miss America 2025. Wet conditions have closed some ATV-UTV trails in Clark County. The trail heading north out of Schneider County Park is closed until further notice. There's a Veterans Expo and Pact Act event this week in Wisconsin Rapids. You can join VA Medical Center and Wood County Veterans Service Office staff on Wednesday, June 26th. They'll be at Crossview Church from 9 to 2, providing resources for the veteran community. Crossview Church is located at 1000 East Riverview Expressway. That same day, there's a Veterans Town Hall meeting from 11 to noon. For more information, you can contact Amanda Batchko at 608-372-3971, extension 64201. Don't illegally harvest cicadas from state park properties. The DNR is warning people that capturing and removing animals, including insects, from state park properties is prohibited by law. DNR park staff and wardens will first try to educate people on cicadas in state parks, but wardens may take enforcement action in response to violations. Gas prices rose slightly over the last week. The average price has risen 1.9 cents per gallon, averaging at $3.27 across the state. This is over 15 cents per gallon lower than a month ago and well over 21 cents per gallon lower than this time last year. Patrick DeHaan, head of petroleum analysis at GasBuddy, says the decreases we hoped for will have to wait. He said the national average hasn't jumped to follow the rising price of oil. Instead, it's holding steady. He expects to see little movement ahead of July 4th. The average across central Wisconsin today is $3.10 to $3.17 per gallon. Over 6,000 diapers were donated during the United Way's diaper drive. In addition, nearly 9,000 wipes and 9 creams were collected by community members. In its first year, the diaper drive was a huge success with over 14,000 items donated. And that's what you need to know. I'm Melissa Kay, WFHR and WIRI News.
The Brewers beat the Padres. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers breaking up a 3-game losing streak in San Diego, finally coming up with a win, 6-2 over the Padres. Things got started in the second inning with Sal Frelick at bat on Bally Sports Wisconsin.
2-2 the count. And a base hit into left field. Ortiz on his way as Adames will score. Ortiz will go into third. And it'll be an RBI single for Sal Frelick.
The Brewers scoring 5 runs in the second against the Padres right-hander Michael King, manager Pat Murphy.
We got a little lucky, didn't we? Some of the hits fell in and some of the grounders got through, opposite field grounders, and a couple bloops. And King's good, man. That guy's good. Guy can pitch.
The Crew opening a home series tonight against the Rangers. Hockey, Game 7 of the Stanley Cup Finals tonight. The Florida Panthers host the Edmonton Oilers with the Stanley Cup on the line. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. It's art imitating life, according to a new documentary about HBO's The Sopranos titled Wise Guy, David Chase and The Sopranos. Chase is the series creator and says that James Gandolfini, who played Tony Soprano, had a temper just like the character he played. The film exposes the practices employed by Gandolfini to get into character, which included going without sleep for days, putting rocks in his shoes, and bruising his hands by punching his car. The New York Post reports former HBO president Chris Albrecht organized an intervention for Gandolfini to address his alcohol and drug issues, which often affected shooting. He gathered Gandolfini's family in his Manhattan apartment. Gandolfini showed up, cursed at his family, and stormed out while telling Albrecht to fire him. James Gandolfini passed away at the age of 51 in 2013 from a heart attack. Wise Guy, David Chase and the Sopranos premiered at the Tribeca Film Festival on June 13th and will hit airwaves later this year on Max. Taylor Swift's album Tortured Poets Department is working its way towards some big-time music industry records. Variety says the album has been number one on the charts since its debut 8 weeks ago. If Poets manages to stay there another 6 weeks, which critics say is very possible, Swift will break the all-time record for an album at the top of the charts since the first day of its release of 14 weeks set by Stevie Wonder for his album Songs in the Key of Life. If she makes it to 16 weeks, she will break the record for an album by a female artist at number one for consecutive weeks, currently held by Carole King for her album Tapestry. Swift already holds the record for a solo artist having combined albums in the number one slot, which is 77 weeks. The record for most combined weeks for an album in the top spot by solo or group artists is held by the Beatles at 132. She's got 55 weeks to go. The Hollywood community is still coming to terms with the loss of Donald Sutherland. The actor, who received an honorary Oscar in 2017, an Emmy Award for his work in TV, and 2 Golden Globes over his career, starred in movies such as MASH, Ordinary People, and The Hunger Games. His breakout role was in 1967's The Dirty Dozen. Donald Sutherland is the father of actor Kiefer Sutherland. Sources say he died after a long battle with an unknown illness. He was 88 years old. The torch has been passed, officially. Ralph Macchio, who played Johnny Cade in 1983's The Outsiders, visited the cast of the Tony Award-winning Broadway musical of the same name. Macchio attended the live show with his family in New York last week and posed for a photo with the cast next to the new Johnny Cade, Sky Lakota Lynch. Both the film and the musical are based on S.E. Hinton's 1967 novel of the same name. The Outsiders was nominated for 12 Tonys and won 4. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Mostly sunny today. We'll have a high near 81. Showers and thunderstorms are likely tonight. Pockets of heavy rain, a low around 67. A scattered shower to start your Tuesday, then mostly sunny, a high of 83. Cooler Wednesday, 72.
Currently 66 degrees.
That's your WFHR and WIRI Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WFHR.com or WIS Country, that's WIS Country.com.